Good evening and welcome to this Celtic worship service here at University Baptist Church. We're glad you're joining us this evening, and we invite you into this time of prayerful reflection and communion. As you prepare for this service, we encourage you now to push pause, and if you don't already have a piece of bread and a cup of drink, to go get that, to make sure that you find a quiet space without distraction where you can sit and participate in this service with us. Maybe light some candles or dim your lights. Do whatever it is that you need to do to prepare yourself for this time of worship. We give thanks this day for our musicians, for Marlin Gentile, who's joining Taylor and Lay in playing for us this evening. So thanks to y'all for being here. As we enter into this service, hear now these words from Anne Lamott. The movement of grace toward gratitude brings us from the package of self-obsessed madness to a spiritual awakening. Gratitude is peace. Maybe you won't always get from being a brat to noticing that it is an E.E. Cummings morning out the window, but some days you will.
Let us pray. God of unfailing power, you give vigor to the weary, fresh hope to the exhausted. We look to you to win new strength, that we might soar as on eagle's wings, run and not feel faint, march on and not grow weary. Keep us aglow with your spirit, that with unflagging zeal we may serve you. Amen. A reading from the book of 1 Kings. Elijah was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there.
Poem for Reflection by W. S. Merwin. Listen. With the night falling, we are saying thank you. We are stopping on the fringes to bow from the railings. We are running out of the glass rooms with our mouths full of food to look at the sky and say thank you. We are standing by the water, thanking it, smiling by the windows, looking out in all directions. Back from a series of hospitals, back from a mugging, after funerals, we are saying thank you. After the news of the dead, whether or not we knew them, we are saying thank you. Over telephones, we are saying thank you, in doorways and in the backs of cars and in elevators, remembering wars and the police at the door and the beatings on the stairs, we are saying thank you. In the banks, we are saying thank you. In the faces of the officials and the rich and of all who will never change, we go on saying thank you, thank you. With the animals dying around us, our lost feelings, we are saying thank you. With the forests falling faster than the minutes of our lives, we are saying thank you. With the words going out like cells of a brain, with the cities growing over us, we are saying thank you faster and faster. With nobody listening, we are saying thank you. We are saying thank you and waving, dark though it is.
Let us pray. Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your loving care for all, we bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have power to bring change for the better and to renew hope. In the life of our world, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for our country, for those in leadership who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice, for those who teach and those who heal, for all who serve the community. In the life of our world, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for people in need tonight, those for whom life is a bitter struggle, those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, by pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, by shame or rejection. In the life of our world, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for those in the circle of friendship and love around us, children and parents, sisters and brothers, friends and neighbors, and for those especially in our thoughts today. In the life of our world, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. We pray for the church in its stand with the poor, in its love for the outcast and the ashamed, in its service to the sick and neglected, and in its proclamation of the gospel. In the life of the church, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done. Hear these prayers, O God, and bring your kingdom ever nearer. Amen.
Thank you.
A poem for reflection by Hafiz. Because of your wisdom, because of our wisdom. In many parts of the world, water is scarce and precious. People sometimes have to walk a great distance, then carry heavy jugs upon their heads. Because of our wisdom, we will travel far for love. All movement is a sign of thirst. Most speaking really says, I'm hungry to know you. Every desire of your body is holy. Every desire of your body is holy. Dear one, why wait until you are dying to discover that divine truth?
The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer, which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become, in God's presence, a mark of the beloved community.
Amen.
Blessed is our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it, and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We will take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth, and the work of human hands, through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example.
So come to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed, come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Let us together drink from it and believe. And now let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.